Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. The very first day of the week that we start with Jehovah's blessings. Well, let me encourage you from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verse 2. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law murmured, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." And my dear brothers and sisters, Jesus' life and ministry was highly controversial. He did not come to fit in with the culture of the day, but he came in to stand out and to implement the culture of heaven on earth, and to bring down the love of God into the hearts and minds of godly men. And so, I like what John Newton wrote. "Did Christ who was sinners weep, and shall our cheeks be dry? Let floods of penitential grief burst forth from every eye." My dear brothers and sisters, the thrilling news of the gospel is that Jesus welcomes the nobodies of life and transforms them into somebodies. The pages of church history are filled with examples of people whose lives have been dramatically changed, from the wild sinners to spiritual saints. Divine love of God is never forced on anyone. God created man with a free will, free even to reject Christ's provision for salvation. Our Heavenly Father does not want to send to hell people who reject His Son. It is a place that was originally intended for the devil and his angels, as referenced in Matthew chapter 25, 41. It cost God the cross and death of Jesus, His Son, before He could forgive our sin and still remain a holy God. Although costly to God, very costly, salvation is a free gift to all who will receive it, right? I was listening to a very beautiful old hymn, "Christ Receiveth Sinful Men," written by Erdmann Neumeister in 1718, a Lutheran minister in Hamburg, Germany. And he wrote this beautiful song. And it says, "Sinners Jesus will receive, sound this word of grace to all, who the heavenly pathway leave, all who linger, all who fall." And the chorus goes, "Sing it over and over again, Christ receiveth sinful men. Make the message clear and plain, Christ receiveth sinful men." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, that's the beautiful gospel message that we can give today when we step out to our workplaces and say that Christ loves sinful men and He receives them and He welcomes them and He eats with them with one intention, that they will be transformed by the very presence of Christ and by the free gift of salvation that He offers. Amen. So never be ashamed of sharing the gospel with your neighbor, with your family, with your friends, at the workplace, in your colleges, in your universities. Never be ashamed. Talk about Jesus and introduce Jesus to many others. Yes, people will disdain you like the Pharisees, but let me tell you, God will be very well pleased with you. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you that Lord God Almighty, you came to change the world upside down. Lord, you sent Abba Father, your Son Jesus, that He would welcome sinners and eat with them. And that's profound. Lord God Almighty, I thank you. Give us the grace that we will be so filled with agape love, and our bowels with compassion will be moved, and our mind will be the mind of Christ, that we'll be able, O Lord God Almighty, to love our brethren. We'll be able to love sinners. We'll be able to bless them. We'll be able to forgive them. We'll be able to point them to Christ. And Father God, I pray that today you will empower us. That's what the power of Pentecost has done, that they had an appointment from God to preach the gospel of Jesus, to serve the house of God, to preach the gospel, baptize the men and women, and get them added into the body of Christ. And I pray this season will be a season of great growth, a season of multiplication, a season of winning souls for Jesus. and that you will receive the preeminence and the glory. I pray for your flock, Lord, as they've stepped out for their jobs and their businesses in running the errands for the day. You will bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from every appearance of evil. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Lord, I send forth your word of healing to prevail into their bodies, even today, that by the stripes of Jesus, they are healed and made whole in the mighty name of the Lord. We thank you, we give you the praise, and we give you the glory, and we honor you and bless you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And God be with you. Bye for now.